And I'm going to pick up the agenda where we left off. I think we need to go back to failure to report, item 13. And we have, is it Mr. Zasmowicz? Morning, Stephanie. Afternoon, Stephanie.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is a compliance case. I don't know if you guys were notified. One of our compliance cases was
resolved, right.
So we're just looking at one. Mrs. Azamowicz was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of May 2012. By first postcard notification, he was missing reports not only for May of 2012, but for August 2012 and all of January through April of 2013. He didn't submit his reports after this first, second, or third notification. He actually contacted our office. We called him again after he was sent certified to see if he would resolve his compliance case on June the 5th. June the 10th is when he returned our call and reported no activity for the months of May and August 2012. However, at that point, the serve letter had already been issued, and once the serve letter is issued, they have to appear before the commission. So he then came into the office and brought in all of his 2013 missing harvest reports. So as of right now, he has all his mandatory harvest reports up to date. Staff is recommending Mrs. Azamowicz be placed on a two-year probation for his noncompliance.
Any questions for Stephanie? Mr. Zasmowicz, you want to step forward, please? Let me swear you in. Do you swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. State your name for the record.
Richard Zasmowicz, Jr.
And tell us why you haven't been reporting on time.
I lost in the mail because I brought my reports in and all I had was my copy. So I did what she asked me to do. I redid them and brought them back. So I don't know why there was nothing for August and May.
Why didn't you respond after the first, second, third notices? What?
I guess I got no excuse.
What fisheries are you currently involved with?
I'm just oystering right now.
Oystering. You have any other licenses? Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Robbins.
I would just suggest, I mean, given the fact that there's a history of not turning these in on time, this is one of the basic responsibilities that goes along with being able to harvest and have licenses in Virginia. If you can come up with some practical methods to make sure that by the fifth of the month you're getting these things in, if you have a phone, put it on your calendar, or come up with other just practical ways to make sure that when you get to the first of the month, you're mailing in your report. Because otherwise, you're gonna be if you don't develop a practical way to deal with this, you're gonna be back in here again, and then the commission's options become much more limited. This gets progressively punitive as you go through this. So you don't want to come back in here again in the same situation. I would just suggest thinking through practical ways to make sure you get them in on time.
Well, so if something happens to the mail again and it don't get here and all I have is my reports, it's my problem to bring it to y'all's attention that it was the mail's problem or is it my problem?
Ultimately, it's your problem. But if it doesn't show up in the mail, you're going to get a notice. You're going to get a postcard.
Right.
As soon as you get that, I would suggest you get down here the next day with those reports. You don't want to delay. You don't want to carry this thing out for another one notice, two notices, three notices. That's going to be a problem for you. Staff is recommending that you be put on 2 years probation. what that means is during that, the next 2 years, if you get convicted of any violation or if you fail to report just once, you're going to be called right back here. And this time we won't be talking about probation. We'll be talking about suspension of your licenses.
Suspension of my license. I've had a commercial car for 8 years, and I have never had a violation of any kind. That's the only violation I've got, and you're going to suspend my license the next time I come back.
If you come back, yes, sir.
All right.
That's what probation means. Any other questions? What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move the staff recommendation.
Motion is to place Mr. Zasmowicz on 2 years probation. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Beck. Any comments? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries 5-0. 2 years probation.